prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. This is the 19th day of August, 2020. Welcome to this broadcast. We're glad you're with us. So we're going to bring up a very, very special guest tonight that I've had a hard time nailing to the wall along with giving a radio show for an hour. We're going to bring up Russ Dizdar of Shatter the Darkness Ministries. Now, we're going to talk to him about a lot of things tonight, so y'all stay tuned. You're going to hear what he's got to say, and you may want to ask questions yourself, folks. We're going to talk about spiritual powers in this world today that are manifesting in a lot of different ways. So I want you to stay tuned for this broadcast. In the meantime, before I forget two things, Deborah Tavares texted me a little while ago. You all know who Deborah Tavares is. Her and husband Lou had to leave their home. They're having fires again in California around their home. This is the fourth year in a row that they've had to leave their home because of fires. This time she's really concerned they may not get through this without being burned out. So please keep Deborah Tavares in your prayers. You all know she's a woman who speaks her mind, who covers issues, brings the truth out to the people. Let's put her heart into trying to warn the people in this country and the world what's coming down. So keep Deborah and her husband Lou in your prayers, please. Now, tomorrow's office day, and Crystal will be here, and so will Judy, all day from 9 to 4, but I will not be here. I have a cousin that's fairly close to, passed away in New York. I'll be going up to do the funeral, so I'll be leaving here. Actually, after the broadcast tonight, I'll be driving about 4 or 5 hours north to make the trip a little shorter tomorrow. So I'll be leaving here right after the broadcast. We'll be back sometime, hopefully Saturday night or early Sunday morning. So please understand why I won't be here tomorrow. Do you call tomorrow, though, and talk to Crystal. Take care of what you need to do. If you want to order, and I hope you will, the teaching I did on Mark the Beast, folks, I cannot tell you how vital that teaching is. That teaching is vital. Not because I did it, but because it's God's word and a warning spoken about the Mark the Beast situation. Please get that. And along with that, you'll get with that on the same DVD, a 28-minute video of Dr. Cassie Majay discussing the new virus vaccination and what's going to be in that, folks. That certainly leads to me to think it's awful close to Mark the Beast. Now, this is going to be available. It's only $10. You can call tomorrow, use credit card, debit card, we don't care, at 800-777-4403. Or if you have long distance, you can call 304-846-4448. And in this month, we'll be closing the sale out on the 1828 Noah Webster's Dictionary, folks. It's a beautiful book. A copy of the original dictionary written by Noah Webster in 1828. A dictionary that uses Christian verses, biblical verses, to explain the meaning of words. Really, these are words that what the English language used to mean when gay didn't mean sodomite. This is a dictionary that you need to have to study with when you study the Bible. If you homeschool, have children in school, you need this dictionary for them to use to understand the meaning of American words, English words. You really do, folks, this is important. The regular price is $95, right now it's on sale for $80. That's the delivered price, okay? Well, I've got four left, so how many of them left? Once they're gone, they're gone. I can't do it again because I know the price is going to go back up. If you call tomorrow, like I said, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We'll be glad to ship it out to you. And if you want to send a check for it, just call Crystal tomorrow and say, save me one. The money's on the way. We'll do that for you. All right? And that's about as fair as I can get with it, I do believe. And I hope that you will take us up again on the teaching of the Mark the Beast. Folks, understand one thing before we get to our guest about the Mark the Beast. We have been conditioned in this country, actually around the world, but a lot in America, to accept government IDs, numbers, and paperwork in order to survive, in order to be able to buy and sell, to commercially live in the country. We've had to have social security numbers, we've had driver's license and IDs, all matter of sorts of different ways that they can track us and trace us and keep control over us. Understand this, that the Mark the Beast is going to be just another commercial deal with the world government. That's all it's going to be. It's not going to be something everybody's going to panic over because we're used to it, folks. The Mark the Beast will be given to us on the idea, hey, this will make it simple for you. You can keep your job, feed your children, take care of your home. All you have to do is accept this final bit of information, this final mark, whatever it may be, and you'll be fine. Now, that's how they're going to sell it to us. And people bought into everything so far, right down to the part of the cell phone being their online bank, the cash checks and pay payments. All that, folks, is linked to the Beast system. This is how far along we are. So this teaching, I think, will do much, much good and maybe help you show some friends and your family how dangerous this situation is. Now, back to our guest. Our guest today is Russ Dizdar of Shatter the Darkness Ministries. And, folks, this man had been on the front lines taking the Satan and his minions on head on, kicking their tails all over the country, helping police solve satanic ritual crimes and murders. He'd been out working with children who've been molested and people who've been harmed by so many different authorities and powers in this country. He'd been out there for years doing this, and he's still going. He's still going. He hasn't quit. He won't quit. I know this man. He's like a bulldog. When he gets a hold, he won't turn loose. Now, this is the kind of man we need with us on our side in these days of confusion and mass chaos. Russ Dizdar, are you there?
I'm here, and it's great to be with you, Pastor Paul. And I just love being here. And very vital time right now. It seems like everything's on fire around here. California's on fire. The city streets are on fire, and it all backdrops to a spiritual war.
It does. And you know, you would think that everyone in this country, anyone who's 40 years old and older, would recognize the fact that happened when we took God out of society. Out of the school system, where children can't really openly read the Bible and pray, and nothing's taught about the laws of God. When you would think, that just think back 40, 50 years when this happened, they can see this nation start to decay, Brother Russ, but the masses either don't see it or don't want to see it. And that's the whole ballgame. Without the laws of God, no society can last, can it?
Not at all. You've got to bear the sword of the evildoer. You know, if you let evil go unbridled, I mean, even raising a child, you can't spare the rod. You've got to deal with the issue of the sin nature. You got to deal with the issue of the, you know, that opens doors to the demonic. I mean, if someone gets angry enough, they give the devil a foothold. They make it worse. And then you have the end of days and the demonic side, as predicted in Scripture, is going to be manifesting and operative more than ever in history. So right now, in the last number of decades, you have more demonic presence, deception, not only in groups and cults and Satanism and witchcraft and all that, but engaging lives. And it's predicted predicted in 2 Thessalonians 2, even that perverted, I call it dark morality, just the total perversion of morality, and that's inseparable from the demonic manifestations that we're seeing all over in lives. More people possessed, more people harassed, and believers will feel the warfare more, not that it negates the superiority we have in Christ. We've got to know that, Pastor Butch. I have seen as a local pastor, when I was a local pastor 30 years, the church has not equipped the body, taught the body. When you have a lot of the body of Christ that does not know their authority, they don't know a lot of content and prophecy, they don't, it tells you that they're not built to be the warriors and victors that we're supposed to be. But that can change for any believer. See, I tell people I believe revivals can come, but I'm not waiting on anything. I can get a hold of Jesus and everything he has, and I can step out, and he'll show and demonstrate exactly what that Word of God teaches in seeing people get saved, praying for people to get healed, and the abused individuals to find restoration, but also engaging anything demonic. Truthfully, God will make us bold as a lion, and it's not going to be the believer that backs down. It's going to be the gates of hell that can't prevail that's going to back down from a real believer, a strong church, the way God designed it.
Amen. You know, and we know that's really true. I mean, when Christ is truly, truly part of you, when you are truly redeemed, and by that I mean made a new creature in Christ, that you desired the sin-sealed milk of the Word, that you went into the meat of the Word, and you grew in Christ, and you become a solid believer in what His Scripture says, and you accept His blessings, His power, and His strength that He can give you to stand. That doesn't mean, folks, that the battle gets easy. That doesn't mean that you won't have a few scars. That doesn't mean that you won't have some up and down times. That just means that you're going to stand. That's all it means. It means that you may be like Christ was in the garden. Father, if it's possible, I don't want to do it this way. But you will stand no matter what is our Father's will is. That doesn't mean that you won't be down and frustrated and shed tears. We're all people. But it will mean you will stand. And Russ, is that a fair statement?
Well, it is, and you think in terms, because I when I deal with all these counterfeit powers and satanic things and demonic things, here's what I realize, that the most empowered people on the planet, the most backed people on the planet, are the believers in Jesus. If you're born again of the Spirit of God, every promise of God is yours. And even though we read that the righteous believer will face many trials, the Lord delivers you out of them all. And that's the other side of this. You know, troubles can come, but you know, He's a deliverer. He's in the midst of things.
Amen.
He's there. And so, yeah, we can go through. We don't have to live fearful. We can know ahead of time that whatever we are facing, God is here to deliver us. He can speak a word. He can, act in the context of things. God answers prayer powerfully. And so it's really just, grabbing hold of the Lord, living a life of praise, of faith, of prayer, of soul winning, of ministry. And here's another thing. Looking at the world for what it is right now and seeing biblical prophecy telling us that it's going to get much worse. There's going to be more decadence and violence and antichristism. There's going to be more of all of this kind of stuff. So what kind of believers do we want to be in the midst of that? People can still get saved. Saul of Tarsus got saved. We're here to unleash a gospel that Paul, in the face of all of Rome, said he's not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes. And I could talk to the techs, those that are in the tech world, and we can talk to those in the science world. We could talk to people from, I don't care if it's bikers or people on the streets, red, yellow, black, or white. It don't matter to me. When we unleash the gospel, God's power is there. We can count on Him. We can count on the Spirit of God to convict of sin, of righteousness, and judgment. We can count on the Spirit of God to engage people. And, there are those that reject vehemently the gospel to their own peril. It's sad. God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked, it says in Ezekiel. So that does happen, but we've got to realize the kind of fruit that can be bore. I read John chapter 15, or I go back over to Ephesians 2. 2:10, that we are God's workmanship. We are created in Christ Jesus to do these good works. You know, God, He prepared, you know, He created us, and He prepared these works for us to do in Him. And so I'm glad to always share with all believers wherever I go. I don't care, you know, if they've only been barely taught or if they barely know anything. Good news is, because of the Spirit of God in you, the new nature in you, because of the promises of God, any believer anywhere can grow powerfully. You dedicate yourself to draw near to God, He's going to draw near. You dedicate yourself to dive into that Word and study it consistently. You dedicate yourself to leap out and grow in prayer, where we read in Ephesians that He's able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or imagine. So this is an hour for believers to allow the beauty of Christ to shine through, that we have an indestructible hope to preach, that we have a dire message to give to the world. You know, if someone wants to embrace the devil and go to hell, that's on their head. That's what will happen. And if they want to embrace dark, perverted morality, if they want to embrace, you know, if they want to reject Christ and embrace the other side, well, you reap what you sow here and now, and you also reap hell's, you know, the judgment. And that's just part of what sin does in a person's life. God has come to rescue us out of it, to take us out of it, to bring forgiveness. To reject that, to insult the Spirit of grace, leaves an individual, well, cut off, and ultimately, and it's sad to think of it, you know, but everybody that does go to hell, it's on their own heads. It really is on their own heads when it comes down to it. They refuse to love the truth and so be saved.
Amen. Very well put, and right to the point. Folks, he's telling the truth. This gospel that we talk about, this blessed hope in Christ we talk about, is available to all men, all mankind. He doesn't care where you're from or what you've done in the past. How do they make things simpler for us? He paid the price for all of us on the cross of Calvary. He raised from the dead to give us a hope beyond this world. He took away, Hebrews 2 says, the fear of death from those of us who live for Him. That does not mean that we enjoy going through the trials and tribulations. It didn't say that. But this means that we're going to stay steadfast. I mean, Russ has problems too. Russ, you're just a regular people. You got problems too, don't you?
Well, we have, I call it the blood and guts of life. You know, I know what it is to bleed and hurt and have pain, to lose things. I know what it is for, to be, you know, physically attacked, let alone spiritually attacked. So there's a lot of things. I can go through the stories but it's our reaction to things. Our reaction to what we go through determines a lot. If we react negatively every time something bad occurs, we become somewhat a negative person. That's the kind of character we begin to build. And I believe we grieve the Spirit of God and that robs us of the joy of the Lord.
Yes, it does.
I believe when bad things occur, James 1, we're going to count up pure joy. You know, we're going to stand before God to give praise. We're going to wait on the Lord. We're going to dive into the Scripture. We're going to reject the enemy's lies, because he's always doing that. The enemy's that's the whole model we have in the Book of Job. And Satan comes to strike upon the believers and then get them to, you know, angry at God. That's a big thing I see with a lot of people. The enemy has done it, but the enemy plays that strategy of trying to blame it on God. And I want to say this: after 45 years, 43 of those years I've been full time in ministry, God doesn't let you down. It's never been God's fault in my life for anything that I've ever gone through. Any of the troubles, it's never been His fault. And so we need to put the blame over there where Satan does attack. We need to know that we have authority. We have the ability to submit to God, resist the devil, and he flees. We have the ability to take authority and tread on snakes and scorpions. So, we have that political statement on one of the flags out there, don't tread on me. Well, as a believer, this is how it's going to be when it comes to the world, the flesh, and the devil. Don't tread on me.
Yeah.
I have a new nature. I have a Savior that loves me, that's inside of me. Here in the near future, when it's all done and said, you have an indestructible, immortal body. You're going to see God face to face. There's there's a hope that is indestructible. There's a hope that fills us with joy, and we've got to warn the world. We've got to tell the world. We got to explain. See, most of the people, Butch, right now, they don't understand what's happening. They see the evil. They feel the evil. They see the chaos. They see the destabilization and all these things that are happening, and they just the best they can do is say everything's going crazy. Well, it's more than that. There's a dark side that's encroaching like never before. We're in the end of days. The devil knows his time is short, so they're trying to save their tails because Christ is coming. He's coming to end it all, and yet we're in the midst of the fray, and God is allowing, listen, patience, his long-suffering means salvation. That's prophetic in 2 Peter 3. That's why he hasn't come yet. More people to get saved. The God that we talk about is not willing. He doesn't want anybody to be lost, to perish.
Right.
So that's part of our hope. That's part of our reality. That's why it doesn't matter whether I'm on the streets to preach or on the radio to preach or at some conference or church or wherever. Truth has his power and his presence in it always. And he'll stretch out his hand. Even healing can happen. And clearly deliverance can happen. And God can, Mark chapter 5, that demonized man, after he was set free by Jesus, he was in his right mind, he was clothed, and he wanted to follow Jesus. He knows how to take the worst of the worst and out of the, pull them out of the power of Satan, out of that world, and to Jesus and to the power of God and a changed life.
Amen. Well, you know, for 2,000 years, the message of the true gospel has never changed. It's still the same message. Christ is the answer. You know, you said a lot of things there, and I'll just say this, a statement I made a long time ago, stuck with me, even stuck when I said it. I'm not all that smart, but stuck in my mind anyway, that the trials of life either make you bitter or better. It's your choice. You either grow with them and bloom with them, or you become bitter and hateful and withdrawn. And that's what Satan wants you to do. But we got to move on. Yeah. We're running out of time so quickly here, Russ. I mean, time goes by so fast with you. It's just like, I don't know, I just enjoy listening to you share what you share. You have been working for a lot of years now, we'll say on the dark side, trying to help people get through situations that most of us never faced. And I want you to know how much I respect you for that and appreciate you for that. But I know that you've been working now with a group of people that probably most people would never dream would ever be involved in something, would say, that's immoral or on the dark side. And, of course, that being the Amish and what you've been working with there and over the last several months. And Collie, you've been with it. How long have you been working now trying to help these people? How many years now?
Well, I mean, when it comes down to dealing with satanic ritual abuse, that's almost 40 years. But in the middle of dealing with satanic ritual abuse in cases in Pennsylvania, we ran into an abuse case that it wasn't satanic ritual abuse. It was from an Amish background. And once we got into it and began to, because we do an investigative side, we pray up really hard and dig into things to find facts, and then we run into another victim and another victim and another victim, and we go after the perpetrators, and we try to go to the troopers and others to turn stuff in, and now we're going to be going to the attorney general there to deal with a larger thing. And yes, when it comes to the Amish, everybody sees, you know, certain clothing and beards and wagons, and I've been in Belleville, Pennsylvania for over 4 years now, back and forth. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful land, beautiful area. You could easily just go there and live in a little farmhouse area, just look over the land each morning, and just, you can kind of fade away in that beautiful land in a sense. But in the context of it, here's what I'll say in the long run. We discovered that there's not just hundreds, but now thousands over years and years that have been incest raped, sexually raped. The abuses have been so horrific. And so we began to dig into the Amish, dig into the background, dig into meet people, many of which wouldn't meet us publicly. They were afraid that others would see, and they didn't want to be seen telling us or talking. They were afraid of being shunned or worse. It would take me quite a while to tell you all things, but we have We have a 7-year-old, we have teenagers, we have 30-year-olds, all the way up to 70-year-olds. We have those who have been girls, mainly girls. Guys have been involved in the abuse also. But we found that in the Amish community in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, in Belleville, and that goes all the way here to Berlin, Ohio, Holmes County, things like that. It's the same in all the areas where this is true. A generational sexual, I don't want to, you can call it rape, but it's incest rape. It's, here's what one of the victims told me, and even another one that wrote a book on this subject matter, a girl that left that world. I've got a number of those who left that world and written books now. They said it this way. They said, Pastor Russ, it's not if you're going to get raped, it's when. And you have to watch yourself. You have to watch your back. And here's part of the reason. For years and decades, they have silenced the girls that have told the stories. They have silenced those that have actually told the stories of what they're going through, the sexual abuses. The rule, the law by the Amish bishops are, you cannot go to the law enforcement. They don't believe they're under the authority of the law enforcement anyway. You cannot go to outside counselors. You can't go to the English pagan people. You can't go anywhere. You are to stay silent. And then they made a new kind of forgiveness. It's not actually a biblical forgiveness. If some man, whether it's an older man, young man, whatever, if they get caught or you know they're exposed for sexually raping a sister, a cousin, an aunt, you know, or daughter, it goes every direction. All they have to do is come to a meeting, a private, quiet meeting, and declare that they have to say I've had a moral failure or made a moral mistake. They don't have to go into detail. They might have a couple, you know, they might have a couple of punishments from the church, the Amish leadership, but the rest of everybody then said it's a new day, it's over, it's all done. And so what that's done, Pastor Butch, is empower the next generation of young people for I would say four generations that I've engaged, sexual abuse, generational abuse, rape abuse, by the hundreds, and 99% of the girls, it seems, have never been permitted to speak about it, talk about it. They just carry the pain.
Well, this is sad. There's no words to describe it. I can't describe it. But percentage-wise, what would you say percentage of young girls are that are raped in Amish and probably Mennonites also?
Well, sure, I'll answer that because when I purposely did this, I was standing on what's called Jackson Mountain, looking over the whole Big Valley area a number of times, actually, up there praying and so forth. But I mainly went to the victims themselves, some older victims, younger victims. And I was, because I know victimization. I know the SRA stuff. I know regular, you know, human trafficking, all that we've engaged in and do to this day. So I asked them. I said, so my assessment was, is it 50% of all the girls and some boys? Is it like half of all the kids? And this older one said, no, Russ. No. It's more like 80%. Of all of them.
Wow. So 8 out of 10 of them have, wow. Folks, back at the break. Any questions, comments, you're free to call us next half hour at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Humana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Humana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Folks, we are back, and we'll take a phone call this half hour, and I hope that you'll listen to what we're saying. This is not a downer broadcast. This is a broadcast to get our eyes open. We're told to expose evil, not partake of it, but to expose it. We're told to bring it in the light of the truth and show the evil that's around, that's in this world, in this country. And folks, it's now spread beyond our imagination, and we haven't seen anything yet. I'm not trying to frighten you or to make you feel depressed, but I promise you that unless there's repentance on a national level, America is going to pay hell like no other nation in the history of the world. And it's already started. But now we're talking about a group of people that profess morality. They look down on other people who don't dress like they do, act like they do. Yet in their midst, there were some of the most wicked, vile acts taking place that you can think of. Probably, and much worse, probably, with 80% of them will say, happened to young girls, than is in what we call the normal society. Much worse than normal society. And Russ, could this be a generational curse or demonic curse passed down from to the generations of the Amish?
I think that's important to realize. I think it's two things. I think because part of it is because the way they handle it is so secretive and shut down. The subjugation of the girls for, you know, decades and decades, and the guys get, I don't want to say it's a slap on the wrist, it's less than that. And they're basically told, okay, everything's over, it's all done, and go on from there. Well, the problem is, they might do it again or again, and then when you have individuals that become kind of addicted to doing this, sexual, you know, they're addicted to a sexual, crime or actions and so forth, please understand, there are nice, there's a lot of nice Amish people I met. I purposely went up to people in buggies and tents and places and stopped at food place. I was just wanted to interact in every way. I actually had to be snuck onto Amish farms to talk to individuals because they didn't want anybody, the neighbors, the other Amish, to see that they were bringing me and a quote unquote English person. Meaning, what they mean by that is a pagan, an outsider. You and I are just dirty outsiders. Their laws are they could sell things to us. They could sell stuff to us. You know, gosh, I don't know how much stuff I bought there over the years. Food left and right. I bought a lot of stuff over the years purposely. Just go out and buy and talk, and I just ask a lot of questions. And I've even now confronted a bishop and went right into his barn. And it's not what you're supposed to do, but I had to do it. And I said, listen, I need you to get a hold of all the other bishops, and we need to have a meeting, and we need to talk. Because if we don't have a talk about this and discuss how to change this, because here's what happened one time. I got snuck onto a farm, an Amish farm in Belleville, where an Amish man, born and raised Amish, came to me. His wife was being pulled away by an Amish bishop having sex with her. And he tried to go forward to tell about it, that he got shunned, that he wasn't allowed to eat his own food from his own crops. So when I went to, I'll never forget this, Pastor Butch. This man grabbed a hold of me, looked at me with the most grievous face. He begged me to help them. He begged me to come in and help change things. He literally said, Russ, we have to change this whole system. Everything, all this whole thing must change. But I can't do it. I'm Amish. I'm not allowed to do it. Would you please help us? He's called me from the local, you know, they had to go down to like a telephone pole where there's a phone somewhere and call. And he's called me lately and has been begging, because we've been this whole COVID thing, we haven't been in there as much, asking me to come in. There's another Amish girl. I'll say a last name, Yoder. I won't never say first names or give. And the reason I say it, there's hundreds and hundreds of them, hundreds and hundreds of Peachies and so forth there in that area. I have literally, after dealing with abuse cases, the most grievous kinds of satanic mind control and all the rest of that, and human trafficking and engaging that, and wanting to go right after the perpetrators, because they need to be shut down. Because here's what I find. In all this work in over 40 years, I've never seen a pedophile, a pervert, a Satanist pedophile. I've never seen one of them on their own stop, repent, and decide they don't want to, you know. The only way to do it is to stop them. So part of what we do now is do what we can to expose, to stop. And they get, and truly in Belleville, and I've done a series of audios on this, and every once in a while I'll do another one, because we found another 1,000 people are downloading and listening to it in the area, because they're kind of afraid. They even told me this. They took pictures of my car and the team members that came in. And here's what one doctor, one of the Amish doctor guys down there, he said, Russ, we've taken pictures of your car. We've had our teams take it to all the Amish, barns where the church, you know, where they meet on houses, whatever. And we've informed them all not to talk to you, to call, for them to call the police if I show up. They're not allowed to call the police if their daughter gets raped, but they're allowed to call the police if this guy in the black car, you know, is Ford Fusion, which I don't have any longer. I've got a truck. And so it is so, I cannot believe, I don't know if I'm going to get pitchforked. I don't know what's going to happen. I heard there's a violent side if you mess with it too much. But I agree with that Amish man himself. The whole system must change.
Well, you know, that is amazing. By the way, I know that now I have some phones in the house, because I've been acquainted with some of them. I do get a call once in a while. They even invite me to their homes. But, you know, for some of the ones I met and I got to talk to personally, you don't sense this situation a lot on the outside. I notice a lot of times that the women are very quiet and timid, and that can be ladylike and Christian-like to a point. So I really don't know exactly what to say, except we know this is happening, and it breaks my heart to see this and to kind of be powerless on what to do to help them. So you stepped forward, you went right before the law enforcement, you brought the news, the information to them, you took evidence to them. Is anything being done to these people who perpetrate these heinous crimes?
Well, here's what we did. Yeah, we were a little disappointed with the state troopers in one of the Huntington barracks that we went to. At first they initiated, and I have it right here on my desk, a organized crime investigation. And we actually had people, boots on the ground people there that we now know. We have ex-Amish there, ex-Mennonite there. We have other people that are there that are now our friends that are part of our team. They keep the eyes open. They really, you know, let us know more. And we have a lot to do there. I'm actually writing a small book on it. We have a filmmaker making a small documentary, a basic documentary about it. We're going to go all the way to Josh Shapiro or the Deputy Attorney General, because it seems as though over the years, the Amish has convinced the law enforcement and governmental side to leave them alone and they'll just take care of their own stuff. And so, and as far as me, we're kind of disappointed with what has occurred. Now, there are some in Lancaster, others, you're going to find out if anybody does research on it, there are some Amish men that have gone to jail now. They have gone all the way with a conviction. There's an Amish guy that's ahead of the whole, the guy ahead of all of the whole area of tens of thousands of them, was given my number. He called me. I won't say his name, but he's like the guy that's supposed to, he's like the guy that's supposed to, all the abuse cases are supposed to be channeled to him. And then he's supposed to deal with it. And then he's supposed to get counseling for the girls, but they're all diverted over to Amish chosen counselors and people. And it seems as though to me that it still is being set aside and not confronted correctly. So my thing is, we are going to make a big noise about it by news, by Josh Shapiro, by video, whatever. I don't care if we have to go into that town, rent out the community center, and have major meetings about it. One of the reasons is this will draw a lot of the girls that have never been healed and never been helped, and Jesus can bring healing to them and help to them and freedom to them. There needs to be a confrontation in a good way, but in whatever way it needs to be done, with the Amish bishops, because you have a strong male leadership, which among the bishops themselves, they know of this problem. Some of them have done it. One of the guys I met there, one of the pastor guys there, told me straight out that he himself was an abused victim. But it's such a culture of silence, such a culture of subjugating it. It's wrong the way they deal with it, because it empowers the thing to continue to go on and on and on. It's empowered the next generation of young people who sneak out. And yeah, you're right. Some of them, you have black buggy, white buggy, gray buggy, and yellow buggy Amish. They're all different. They all believe each other's going to hell. They don't fellowship with each other. They're different ones. So you got some that are extremely conservative. Some, like the white buggy folks, they're allowed to have a cell phone. And the other ones, the one black buggy ones we're dealing with, they have like a network phone. They go down to the end of the street and there's a certain place they can go make a call, but they don't have it in their house. So it really depends on which one. But there's the whole issue of the doctrinal side. Salvation is liberation. This is, when there's a structure, like you think in terms of Catholicism and the obscurity of salvation there, the church doesn't save you, only Jesus does. And we read Romans 8, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of his. So I have a burden on that spiritual side to say, guys, you need to be liberated. I think if they got liberated, born again of the Spirit of God, really saved, come to know Jesus, and experience real forgiveness and real empowerment, they get free from this. But when you're into sexual sin, addicted to sexual sin, and you don't have a new nature, you don't have forgiveness, you have kind of a cult religious structure, you're not empowered to be free. Sin nature still has control, and putting it into silence, you simply, I'm just saying that what I've seen is the way they handle it empowers the next generation to do it, and the next generation to do it, and the next generation to do it, and they fight fiercely not to let it out of the bag. They don't want this cat out of the bag, but it's got to come out.
It had to start sometime in the past, and probably started out in rare cases, but it multiplies as it goes on, as cancer does. And yes, you're right. If Christ would ever get into their heart and start moving, the Holy Spirit moving among them, this could be. And I admire their idea of isolation somewhat. I admire the idea of trying to govern themselves. If they do that under the laws of Christ, it'd be paradise. Let's take a phone call from a friend, Addison in Ohio. Addison, come on in. Welcome.
Well, hi, Pastor. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Hey, Russ. Me and my wife met you up there in Dublin, I think, 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago now.
Had
a conference there.
Yeah, sure, hey, absolutely.
I've heard you talk on this subject several times. We live in a predominantly Amish area right here, and I've heard rumors and rumors of it, there's been a couple people arrested in this locale. What's hard for me to conceive is I have been a brother and a son of a mother. I've held my own little child, my little baby girl in my hands. This is something that normal people, I don't understand. It's just wacko weird to me.
Well, it's you're talking about the abuse side of it.
It's a lot like
sexual abuse, and it's just so hard to conceive.
I had a little princess. Yes,
imagine baby dolls, and you didn't want.
Imagine
ever touched her or even upset her.
I mean, look at the fact that we have doctors who tear babies apart in the womb. That's so far beyond my comprehension that any man can do that. It has to be demonic.
Yeah. You know, I've thought. We got 2,226 different denominations, if the numbers are correct right now, of Protestant thinking churches. The problem is we got the churches don't have a goal, don't have a mission right now.
Wow. That's important to you're saying right now.
Each individual has a spiritual gift that God has given to us. Yeah. And each church has got a spiritual gift, including an Amish church. And for this type of evil things going on underneath God's roof is, I can't comprehend it in God's family.
Right. And it's important to say it that way because here's what happens. Some people back away from it. Here's what it does with me. It outrages me. When Jesus, dealt with the temple area, it was supposed to be the place of prayer. Remember, a zeal for the house of God consumed him, and he went and cleaned house, in a sense. So what I'm saying, when it comes to abortion, when it comes to human trafficking, satanic ritual abuse, this Amish abuse stuff we see, even the drug scourge, here's what I've learned to do to be outraged about it and do something about it. I don't want to just have the emotions, because I've had thousands over the years. I'm telling you, thousands of abused people in 40-some years in front of my face. I've walked away, I've driven home in tears and brokenness, in times of just absolute outrage, to where I can't wait to get some of these perpetrators and see them stop, because they're so arrogant sometimes.
Yes.
So let the outrage move you to action. Let's get a hold of what God will grant us to help rescue, as many as we can. And I think when we find thousands and thousands of believers become aware, become burdened about it, and then step out to do something about it, then we're going to have a lot of believers that can help them and pray for them and pray for healing. And here's what I'm saying again, and everybody pray for Belleville and Lancaster. If I can get in there and get all these Amish men, if I can unleash the gospel and preach, salvation and the liberation that Jesus brings from the power of sin, and that truth will open them up. So can that kind of thing happen? Well, half the people I deal with down there, and even the abused ones, are ex-Amish that now are born again, that know Jesus. You should go on. I have a website that's Connect Your Ours. It's mine. It's ours. It's called, www.PennsylvaniaHasASecret.com. Pennsylvania has a secret. And there's one of the girls that was brutally raped, wrote a prayer letter. She wrote a letter of prayer to God. And then years later, we show up, we find her. I was asking, how do we get here? How did I get up to these mountains, Jack's Mountain, Back Mountain Road, and all these places? This girl said, because we prayed for you to come, Russ. Nobody will do anything here. We have prayed for you to come. You're your team. We have asked God. So you go to that website and get the prayer from this girl, an ex brutally, brutally raped girl, now loves Jesus, wants to forgive the perpetrators, but wants justice and wants
Amen.
Help.
Amen. All right. That's some good call. Anything else?
No, I'll let you go, guys. Russ, we live here in Ohio, and sometime I would love to come and visit your church.
sure. I don't have a local church that I do any longer. I'm not kind of like a missionary for the last 10 years, but email me. Look on our site, shatterthedarkness.net. Scroll all the way down. Get my contact information. Email me. Maybe I'll talk to you. Maybe we'll see what we can do about the situation down there where you're at.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Addison. Good call.
Well, hey, we'll catch you later. Love you guys.
Okay. Let's go next to our sister Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening.
Sorry to hear about your cousin.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Hopefully he's in a better place.
Well, it was a she, and I pray that she is a
she.
And she, she come to the Lord. I led her to the Lord somebody a year and a half ago, and had helped her to baptize her. So I'm praying that she was all right. But go ahead.
Okay, you be careful driving.
I will. Don't worry.
All right. This sounds like the similar situation to the Catholic Church, to the Protestant churches. The Catholic Church hid it for years and years and years and years and years. And people didn't believe that either when it came out. So,
yeah, and that's a very important point you make.
And
very important point that you're making right now, because in Pennsylvania, the Attorney General Josh Shapiro went after and arrested 300 priests because they had 1,000 ex-Catholic, the sexually abused, and we've engaged the sexual abuse issues there and the group called SNAP. So you're absolutely right. Thousands of in the Catholic system, and it's very, very similar to the Amish.
It's a closed system, really. It truly
is. And
it's
secrecy, sure.
The leaders of the church dictate what happens in the church. And when the leaders of the church are not godly, the church cannot be godly.
Well, you know, it's amazing that we can look back now and see, and in a time, I guess, of being naive in this country, no one would have dreamed that even the Catholic, although it's not Christian, the Catholic Church was involved in this. The Amish, who would have thought about that? Or the Boy Scouts. I mean, who would have thought? Mm-hmm. We thought they were wholesome, pure organizations that were doing well for our children, and somebody was going to, you know, take care of of our children. We put them in with Boy Scouts. We thought they'd be all, you know, taught right from wrong. Who would have dreamed, Russ and Jan, that this would happen? Who would have thought of it?
Devil.
Yeah, that's true.
He thought of it. Created. But now they want to do they're saying that it's a psychological thing. The perpetrators cannot help themselves.
Yeah.
They're born this way.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know, Jen, they did that in Europe. They got the psychologists there in Europe to declare it not as a crime or a sin, but as a disease that they couldn't help. And so that's the new legislation. That's the new lobbying that pedophiles are they're now the victims that need to have everybody, you know, accept them for what they are. This is how they are. This is the way they're made, and they can't help themselves. Which again is a lie. I mean, that's the sin addiction and the satanic addiction to it is horrific. And there's more. Listen, the last 37 years, we can talk about, you know, we deal with the whole thing of serial killers, serial rapists, and stuff like that. But the pedophile level has grown. It's grown among the Catholic stuff. Well, part of the thing with Catholics and Amish is that it's coming out of the bag. And there's too many victims that are now coming out crying and saying what was done. There's too much cooperation now. And now, just in Pennsylvania alone, where, the Attorney General went after, and they're going to go after more of them. And that's a good thing, because there are hundreds of priests that have gotten away with it for years and years and years. And there's a connection in the Catholic system between a connection with the sexual abuse and what's called the black rooms, the satanic ritual abuse within the Catholic system. That's connected there, unlike the Amish, though.
Wow. Okay, Jan, anything else?
No, that's everything.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Special blessings to both of you.
Thank you, Jan.
Thank you, Jan. Appreciate it.
God bless you. Appreciate it very much. Folks, don't at the last 4 minutes. If you want to call, you better hurry. 844-769-2944. Russ Dizdar, again, you're hard to pin down. I know you're covered up all the time. And I know what you're doing. I know what you're trying to do with the people. You are being successful. And I keep trying to tell people this, including myself, Russ. If we're able to just help one person to be delivered from this type of abuse or lead one soul to Christ in all of our ministry, we have accomplished more than what the whole world is worth, haven't we?
Well, I believe so, and I think that's important because when you do look at the numbers and the statistics and how many, like I've got 30 cases. And I apologize constantly with people that I can't get to everybody. I can't. Because we're on the radio, because of a show like this, we might get more calls, more letters, and we try. I have team members that we pass on for them to work with people. The truth is we need a lot of believers to become very strong and learn how Jesus comes to heal the brokenhearted, learn how to bring healing and help and restoration to the victims, to allow them to come out, allow them to pour out their hearts and their hurt and their pain, their abuses before the Lord. And he's the, you know, look at the woundedness he went through. Look at the beatings he went through. Look at the abuse he went through. And yet he does this for us. So he knows how to bring healing. He came to heal the brokenhearted. So we need more than anything just so many powerful believers that will be the soul winners, be the prayer warriors, be the rescuers, and realize they can get in there. It's okay. Get up. Go in there. Go ahead and turn in the pedophile. Go ahead and expose them. Go ahead and go after them. Stop them. You got to stop them and help. Because if you stop a perpetrator sometimes, you might save four or five other girls from ever going through this at all. That's part of our problem in Belleville right now in the cases that we're dealing with. If some of those perpetrators continue to think, no one can stop them. Nobody's going to, the law enforcement can't do it. No teams coming in, no investigators. Down the road, because of their sin addiction, they just do it again. So there's 12-year-old and 13-year-old and 11-year-old little girls there in the area that if they do nothing, the guarantee is it continues, and another 7-year-old, another 12-year-old, another 14-year-old is just going to be brutalized.
Amen. Amen. The rest is dark, and a pleasure having you tonight, and we'll do it again sometime if I can pin you to the wall for an hour.
Yep.
If there's anything that you need to tell me to get out on the air, anything to do to help you in any way, please feel free to call me. All right.
Absolutely, because when we get into Belleville sometime, I might have to call you. If I disappear in Belleville, come and find me.
Okay, all right.
Come find me.
But with all sincerity, if I can do anything to help at any time other than get you on the radio, you let me know. We'll do what we can. If you need things announced, what's coming down, you just let me know. We'll get you on, or I'll do it myself, okay?
Absolutely. Appreciate that. Blessings. Thanks, brother.
Brother, love you. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll be in touch soon.
Okay. I'll see you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Folks, I don't know what else to say. I mean, there's nothing we can add to that. The man is courageous. He's absolutely the most... His tenacity, his stubbornness to hang in there is what we need. And folks, that's not just for him. That's all of us. Maybe you're not called to do what he does or what I do. But wherever you are, grab a hold and pick up the sword and go to war. Whatever it is you need to do, you get involved in battle, folks. We need your help. We love you. By the grace of God, I'll see you Monday. And I say again, tomorrow will be an awesome tomorrow, but Chris will be here. You call tomorrow and take care of business. And I'll see you next week. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.